This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome back to the UCL Fantasy Podcast. As we look ahead to match day 10, we'll reflect on match day 9. We'll talk about our plans. And guess what? I'm still winning. All of that to come on the UCL Fantasy Podcast. Hello, gents. How are you after match day 9? To start with you, Lewis, how are you feeling?
Mixed feelings on the last round. Obviously, you extended your lead, so I'm guessing I'm going to have to concede. I think my main goal now is to try and get a decent rank. I did try. I brought in Bernardo Silva. He did well. I thought I had a really good first night, to be honest. And then Mbappe captain, obviously Haaland captain on the first night, but then he was just completely missing again, once again, Haaland. And then Mbappe was even worse than Haaland. Like, Mbappe was literally, I didn't see him all game. So it was captaincy. Captaincy was the issue this week for me.
Okay, Dan, how about you?
Yeah, if I'd missed the deadline, I would have got more points. That's how this week went.
It's always a bit depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's such a bad Wednesday. I was playing football myself, so I was pretty late in the deadline. And well, I mean, last year, missing the deadline because of Wednesday football absolutely stuffed me because I missed out on a quadruple Inter clean sheet that I was planning on putting in. Yeah. No such luck this time round. Never mind, it's only a game.
It's only a game that we have podcasted about all year. But yeah.
Hours and hours of research.
Yeah, exactly. I had a decent game week, mainly because of captaincy. So I obviously captained Vinny Jr. For 16 points and then had the option to change him. Didn't even have Haaland, so it was good that he blanked. Mbappe, then a lot of people changed to Mbappe. I didn't, and that obviously went perfectly for me. So I ended up with 55 points, which I think I did quite well. I'm up to 1.6K in the world, or 1.7. So yeah, it's good. But I now have no idea what we're going to do. So that's a little review. Let's quickly just mention who's top of our actual mini league. Let's look. So Golden FC is back on top with 704 points, but joint with Magic Beans. He's on 704 points. Closely in third is Onrundi, 1907 with 702. And just to say as well, our top place is now ranked 27. At one point, I think we had ranked number four in the world at top of our leaderboard. So we've gone down in sort of standards, but there you go. So that was that. But it's a quick turnaround. It's obviously the second legs of the quarterfinals. They're all poised pretty well, and they are on Tuesday and Wednesday this week. So let's before we come to talk about those fixtures, let's just take a couple of questions. In fact, no, let's do fixtures first. It makes sense to do fixtures first. Let's do fixtures first. So first of all, and I'll come to you, Lewis. Obviously, Barcelona, PSG. PSG are losing 3-2 to Barca. Barca are now at home. Who are we expecting to go through? And is there any of players from this fixture that we're going to want to have?
Yes, yeah, so we've mentioned a few bits. Barcelona beat Cadiz recently. Felix scored. There was quite a lot of rests going on. So the likes of Gundogan, Koundé, Yamal, Rafinha, Cancelo and Lewandowski also got a rest due to being suspended. Actually unbeaten in the last 10 matches, Barcelona, obviously playing at home this week. They're a frustrating team, aren't they, Barcelona, because they're a bit like they're a bit worse than, do you remember when PSG had like Neymar, Messi and Mbappe and you didn't know who to pick? They're like worse than that, whereas like you can only really pick one player from Barcelona. So there's a few differentials there. I think obviously one, Kubati, the £4 million budget defender, he continues to start, which is good. He got a lot of praise after that game, actually. So I think going into the next game, he kind of has more potential for that player of the match. If they do well, because he's quite.
Do you have him, Lewis?
Yeah, I've got him. Yeah, I think it makes sense to have him, doesn't it? Because I don't think there was one clean sheet in the last round. So, going cheap at the back does make sense. In terms of their options, there is a couple. I think if you want to go different, I didn't know Yamal was 16 years old. Did you? Did anyone know that?
Yeah. I think he's 17 now, isn't he? Is he 16 still?
Still 16.
Crikey.
So they're starting Yamal, who's 16, and Kubasi, who's 17, in a Champions League quarterfinal. Mm. But anyway, yeah, Yamal could be a good punt, actually. You know, he's not shown a lot of output. I mean, 16 years old. 7.5 million. I do like Rafinha this week, and I don't just like him obviously because he's.
You just like him because he scored two goals last week.
He also scored. I was keeping an eye on him when he played Napoli because I think he picked up two assists against Napoli, and I thought, right, surely he doesn't do this again because these Barcelona attackers are all over the place. Mm. But then obviously he scored two, and he's quite cheap. I think he's quite cheap as well. He's at a nice price.
He's a forward though, isn't he, Lewis?
That's the issue. Yeah, that's the issue. I think a lot of the differentials are kind of forwards. You just can't afford
to take out a Kane or Mbappe or a Vinny Jr. or a Haaland, like, or a Griezmann. How are you going to not play one of them instead of a Yamal? It's just not going to happen, is it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, at this point, you're going to have to make sacrifices. And I think you can in the forward line. We'll probably talk about this more as we go on. Okay. I do think you can take one out 100% this week, possibly because I think it'll save you transferring to the team that I think are going to do well. I've got key players back as well. Mm. PSG, I suppose it's Mbappe, really, isn't it, that you're thinking about? But I don't know if Dan's got anything more to say on PSG or Barca.
Yeah, Dan, have you got any thoughts on PSG Barca? What anything else?
I think probably the smartest thing to do in this situation is to back the home team, especially when that home team's got a lead. Obviously, having Mbappe, he can still do damage, especially away from home, when there might be a little bit more space for him. So I'm not in too much of a rush to get rid of Mbappe. The issue is that all of Barcelona's players that you want, other than Kubasi, are forwards, essentially. Rafinha really should be a midfielder in the game. They haven't thought about this at all when it comes to pricing these players, because I've really wanted him for the last game for the exact reason that Lewis said. Watching whatever I saw of the Napoli game, Rafinha was absolutely everywhere. He was unlucky not to score himself as well. I think actually when one of the players scored, it was quite funny watching the replay at Napoli. He was just lying on the floor, still like smashing the ground in, even though they'd scored, because he'd missed such a good chance. For me, if you want to be getting Rafinha in, you're probably going to have to do something like take out Haaland and then punt on De Bruyne in midfield or something like that. I think Rafinha is a really good pick for those looking to punt. It might be somewhere that I go myself, but I'm unsure. I've only got three transfers, so it's a shame. But we obviously want to be looking at Barcelona players and then probably Dortmund players and Atletico Madrid players, just with them being the home teams and playing on the Tuesday night. These are the players that we want to be bringing in. I don't think we need to be bringing in extra of the other teams. So it's really important. Yeah. You have some good ideas for this, Ed.
I have some what?
I said it's really important that you have some good ideas for this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, let's move on to that second game, seeing as you brought it up. So Dortmund, Atletico Madrid. Have you got anything first, Dan, to just say any players? But you said you want to bring in players from that game. Any in particular? I know you've already got Füllkrug, is that right?
No, so I sold Füllkrug to bring in Mbappe. Not that he did anything anyway. I think from this game, obviously a lot of us a lot of us that are listening to this pod, not the actual overall game, have Maddison. It's probably a bad idea to bring in Dortmund defenders at this stage, especially when they need to come out and play. I really like, and it was one of those players where I was sat on my sofa when we were doing the spaces, where I really, really was interested in Samuel Lino, but I was unsure of his minutes because he's around the price that I could afford. It's like the Jorginhos. And I bottled it. And I think that I've got Jorginho in at the minute and I need to get rid of him to someone. I think Samuel Lino is who I'm going to bring in. 3% owned, differential. And we'll see the lineup, so I'll know if he starts or not. But he's the one that I'm thinking of from Atletico Madrid because I can't really find a way into Antoine Griezmann, who, I mean, we said on the last one as well, Griezmann will likely get player of the match whether he does anything or not. And lo and behold, he got player of the match. He got an assist. Like, that's all he needs to get player of the match.
Did you say Lino, sorry?
Samuel Lino, yeah.
He's suspended, I think, for the second leg.
Oh my goodness me. I haven't updated my app yet, so I've not seen. I did say he got booked.
I didn't bring him in. I was thinking of bringing him in last game. And I thought if he gets a yellow, it's like I was toying at one point between Griezmann and Morata. And I knew Morata, if he got a yellow card, was going to be suspended. So I was thinking of going for Griezmann. I didn't in the end. I kept Kane, which was about 50-50 because they both scored, I think. So.
Well, I will likely try and bring in that case, I will still likely try and bring in an Atletico Madrid midfielder who I think might be able to get me some points that I can afford, probably for Jorginho, who was my... So the transfers don't roll over, so it's like, well, I may as well go for someone, take a punt. So I will go for one of their midfielders, pretty much 100%, I think, Ed. If not, it'll be a case of dropping to just get anyone in that is any ridiculously low price, so that I can really stack up in other areas and just take the risk of not having 14 or 15 players. What are you going to do?
Oh, well, come on to me. I don't actually know yet, to be honest. I really don't. I need to, as Lewis talks now, I'm going to look at my team. Lewis, anything for this fixture? What do you reckon?
Yeah, a couple of bits. I was going to say that Lino is suspended. So there's a couple of bits with Dortmund. Haller and Gittens got injured in the last match. Maddison came off at second half after his traditional yellow card. Sancho had something gastro-y going on, but he's fully trained. Füllkrug got a full rest as well. Schlotterbeck got an assist in the last game. In terms of Atletico, we all know that the back line was Molina, Witzel, Jimenez at 5 million. And Aspi, Lino, and then they recently beat Girona 3-1 with a back four of Lino, Savic, Hermoso and Reinaldo. So Jimenez got the full rest, so you'd imagine that he would play that game. And I think you've got Jimenez, is that right, Ed?
I have. Are you saying he's not going to play?
Yeah. No, I'm saying he should play because he got the full rest the last game. Yeah. Griezmann, he started the game. He got a brace, so... He's continuing that form. He got 7 returns in his 9. Well, I say 7 returns. He got more than 7 returns. He returned at least once in 7 of his 9 Champions League games. So I think he's gone slightly under the radar, Griezmann. I think a lot of that is to do with obviously the fact that he's a forward in the game, which is annoying. Hopefully UCL Fantasy do go a little bit different with how they classify players next season. You know, Rafinha, perfect example. Rodrigo. Vinicius was a midfielder. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent. Vinicius was a midfielder last season, wasn't he? And I enjoyed that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. For this game, Dortmund are at home. I'm expecting a much better performance from Dortmund this week. I'm kind of not expecting any clean sheets again this week, but I think if think if someone's going to keep one, potentially Dortmund at home. So
I'm pretty sure last week you said there's going to be no clean sheets. If there is going to be one, it's going to be Dortmund away. Now you're just saying the same, but Dortmund at home.
Yeah, you are right there, but I'm either saying that because I've got a double defence, or I'm saying that because I actually think they'll keep a clean sheet. But
I think there's a world. Sorry, go on.
I'm just saying, I think either way, it's going to be a really, really tough game, and I continuously underrate Atletico. I do it every single year. I think it's because I don't really like them as a team. I don't like them as a Champions League fantasy team. I continue to do it. Either way, I think it'll be an interesting game. But more importantly, you know, Atletico have got a 1-0 lead. So I think if you have got Dortmund players, you maybe be tempted to start shifting them out early. But you never know.
You never know. I think there is a world in which I'm pretty sure one of my transfers is going to be Vinny Jr. out to Haaland in to have Haaland for the home fixture. I know he's not in great form, but he's going to have even a penalty. You know, you think, right, okay. And then the other one might be Mbappe out for Griezmann. If I don't need to use that transfer elsewhere. But we'll discuss that later.
Just a couple of notes going back to that PSG game. I think
go on.
I think PSG were allowed a full rest. I think, did the league actually postpone their league game to give them the break for the Champions League?
I don't know about something this.
So the PSG have not played a league game this weekend. So I think they're getting a full week's rest ahead of that Barcelona game. So that could be, you know, really important.
Not bad. Very good. Well, look, is there anything else before we take a quick break? Is there anything else to say on the Dortmund Atletico Madrid match? Dan, have you got anything to say on it or not? Or anything more?
No, I actually think this is going to be a game that I'll go through to extra time. I can see a cheeky extra time from this one, just with Dortmund being fairly good at home. But Atletico Madrid are no mugs. They're really, really experienced, more experienced than Dortmund at this stage in terms of this crop of Dortmund players. So I think it's actually going to be a very, very interesting game, one that not too many neutrals will watch purely because I think that Barcelona-PSG game is going to be the one that's on in everyone's homes.
Great. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and preview Man City, Real Madrid and Bayern Arsenal.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Okay, so Man City, Real Madrid, the first leg was absolutely incredible game of football, 3-3. We're back at the Etihad. What's going to happen, Dan? What are we doing? Is you kind of alluded to earlier saying we don't need to get any extra players in here. We don't need to be doing that. Yeah, are you sticking with that?
Yeah, I don't think you need to be getting anyone in unless you're going like for swaps or something. Maybe if you think Haaland's doing nothing and De Bruyne's going to play, so you want to do something like go Haaland to Rafinha and then jump someone up to De Bruyne. 3-3 games on a knife edge. That being said, Man City, we all know, are much better at home than they are away. So I would still back Man City get through. I think last time these two teams played, they didn't have the best result away at Madrid either. They certainly didn't play like they did at home. When the first half, I think they were 4-0 up or something crazy. So I'm not saying I expect to see that again, but I'd be more shocked if Real Madrid went through than Man City. I've only got Jude Bellingham personally. I think lots of people might have a double, if not triple up, with Bellingham, Vinny, and then maybe one of the defenders or Lunin in goal. How you got a triple up, Ed? You got Lunin, yeah, Bellingham, and Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny will be going. I'll keep Lunin because he's just going to play, so may as well. And then I've got Black to play
makes
as well.
So. A lot of sense. It could be the time to get rid of Bellingham. But if Real Madrid go through, then I've really, really put myself into a bit of a bind by not having any Real Madrid. I'll have to bring in probably five of them for the next game. Especially, I think the opponents are going to be Arsenal or Bayern Munich, aren't they, for this one? And I'd fancy the winner of this to beat the winner of the other game, personally.
Okay, interesting. Lewis, what do you think?
Yeah, so I mean, it was an interesting weekend for Man City. Obviously, they went 5-1 up. Edison returned to the starting lineup for Man City, so they've got Edison back. Whether or not that's a good thing, I don't actually know anymore.
And was Walker on the bench as well? Was he back? Kind of.
Yeah, so both Walker and Aki made the bench this week. Although, I think a lot of Man City fans are expecting Guardiola to play over Aki. Whereas I'm not too sure with Kyle Walker. I think Kyle Walker could actually start. I think they need him. You know, Rodrigo absolutely rinsed him in that first game. And saying that, a lot of the goals in that game were bangers, weren't they, from outside the box? But I just think they created so many opportunities, Real Madrid, without Kyle Walker there. That I think it's a huge boost. But it's not just that, though, is it? It's the fact that a lot of people own Vinny. And knowing that Kyle Walker's coming back, it kind of makes Vinny less convincing as an option. It's quite a contrast, actually, between me wanting Vinny last week to me not wanting him this week. Haaland was back on the score sheet, wasn't he, on the weekend as well, which is good because he has been out of form recently. I think a lot of people, you know, we're slightly worried about his form and thinking about getting rid of him. And I think if he's a confidence player, we don't know if his performance is confidence based, but he's going to get some confidence from that Luton game. You know, it was only Luton, but it's still, it's still good. Also, Foden, there was a bit of controversy with Foden, wasn't there, over the weekend, and you know whether he was going to start or not. I think he's fully fit. He's ready to go for Man City, and I kind of think I'm at a point with Foden now. He's in that good a form. Would it just make sense to captain him? I think, you know, you avoid him quite a lot because he doesn't have pens. He's obviously been hit and miss in the past, but he's not showing any signs of slowing down at the moment. And I just feel like more people should be captaining him, right?
If De Bruyne plays, I'll be captaining him. Big game, Kev, at home. And those UEFA moderators absolutely love the bloke. He'll be player of the match if he just sneezes correctly.
Yeah, true.
Also, I think Foden doesn't take charge of games as much when De Bruyne's on the field. I still think De Bruyne's the main man. As phenomenal as Phil Foden has been this season, I think he's been Man City's best player this season overall. But when they're both on the pitch together, I still see De Bruyne as that leader, and he's the one that tends to make them tick, personally, how I look at it. So if they're both playing, I'll probably do my best to take out Haaland and bring in De Bruyne and go Rafinha up front just to do something, just to shake things up a little bit, try and break the mold. Say I'm finally in the top 100K, embarrassingly enough. But I just feel like I need to do something different. I mean, it's probably a terrible idea taking Erling Braut Haaland out, but here we are.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I mean, if he did that last round, you know, he blanked, didn't he? So,
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I sold him.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was a good.
Are you not going to bring him in this time, Ed? Are you not going Vinny to Haaland or something?
Yeah, I am. I'm bringing him back in. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, but yeah. but you know, at home, away against Real Madrid, as I said in the pod, and as I therefore made my decisions, you know, I just didn't back Man City to do that well. I know they scored three goals at the end, so I kind of got away with it. but no, at home, you're right, they're different. Home games are completely different. As you know, I always try and target the home games if I can. So Vinny to Haaland is 90% sure on that one. I've just got two more transfers to use somewhere. I don't know where yet. Is Foden, by the way, I've got Foden. Is he definitely going to play?
Yeah, I think he's I think it was just a late call on his. In fact, I read that Foden was angry at Pep, and Pep was the one who admitted this, that he was brought off when it was just a knock.
Right.
So yeah, but anyway, I think Bernardo Silva. Obviously, I brought in Bernardo Silva last week. He was a nice differential. I think he will continue to be a nice differential. No one's going to buy him. Literally, no one is going to buy him. So I just think even after scoring. I think he's going
to. I might buy him. I might buy him just so that you have less chance of catching me.
Well, it's funny because Dan's mentioned something really important now, and I think last week I got away with not owning Kevin De Bruyne. There's no kind of ifs or buts about it. If he started that game, he would have got something out of the game, wouldn't out of the match. So I think you're going to have to look at a way to own Haaland, Foden, and De Bruyne. I think that would be kind of such a power move.
As I said last time, we were saying Foden and De Bruyne were going to start, and I said Foden, De Bruyne would be benched, and he was benched. Is it not going to be the case that now Foden's going to come and De Bruyne will go back to the bench? Because we could say, oh, he's not going to do it against Real Madrid. Well, he did last week. At the moment, Foden and De Bruyne are just interchangeable for Pep. Is that stupid? Am I wrong again? Well, not wrong again.
The only reason he didn't start the last game was because he was ill. So he fell ill. So originally
is,
De Bruyne was
very good comeback to that argument, so there you go, he was ill. Alright, fine, that's really annoying to be honest, because that means I'm going to somehow need to try and get De Bruyne, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't think I'm going to be able to.
I just think if you're in a position get De Bruyne, Haaland and Foden in your team, I think you'd be fine. You're not going to have any FOMO going into that game whatsoever.
Bernardo Silva, there's my FOMO.
I know, but it's not, you know, he's not, I just don't think he's going to be a player that anyone fears. You know, if I didn't own Bernardo, I wouldn't fear him. Obviously, I'm glad I've got him.
You've got him, Ed? Yeah, sorry, Lewis? Not you, Ed. You just get the blame for everything now.
I know, yeah. Let's move on. Okay, so that's that game. Let's move on to Bayern Arsenal. Arsenal have just lost 2-0 at home to Villa. With two goals from Bailey and Watkins, as we've been talking. So what do we make of Arsenal now? We didn't seem to rest anyone, as far as I could tell, heading off to Bayern Munich to play against Harry Kane's Bayern team, who's just lost the Bundesliga to Bayer Leverkusen today. What do we reckon? Dan, do we back Bayern here?
Yeah, I think so. Bayern at home, Arsenal falling apart.
It's glorious,
I think. Yeah, I mean, I've got double Arsenal defence, so it's not looking great for me.
Yeah, so have I.
So I think, yeah, so we're going to have to...
Oh, no, I've got Saka and Saliba. Sorry, that's all I've got, but still.
I've got Rhea, Saliba, Saka, Jorginho and Odegaard. Got five.
Crikey, man.
And Jorginho's gone. Jorginho was just like, oh, it could have been anyone, yeah. Honestly. So that really doesn't matter. He'll be going. And then it's just a case of, I'll probably leave Saliba in, because I just, again, can't see any clean sheets really, except for maybe City at home. And I've got double that anyway. So I still think Bayern Munich can concede at home as well. I don't think there's a massive panic about Arsenal players in general getting points if the forwards, like Odegaard or Saka, because Bayern Munich will still be in Arsenal's half for most of the game. If Arsenal just decide not to play so arrogantly this time, because they were definitely architects of their own downfall in that game. They thought they were comfortable. They were 1-0 up. Ben White misses a sitter, and then they just showed Bayern Munich.
Well, everyone did. It's classic English media. It was all over Twitter. I said this. Everyone was like, Man City are going to go to Real Madrid and batter them. Arsenal are going to batter Bayern Munich. We do this every single year, and it always happens the other way around.
But if you watch the first 20 minutes... Arsenal were in complete control of that game, and all they needed to do was respect the opponent, and they would have won that game. They would have won it. The problem was, is they obviously, we as people that just watch the games can't predict when a team is just going to outright disrespect another team and just go, oh, you know what, we can do whatever we want, and then allow Leroy Sané the freedom of London to do whatever he likes, not picking up men, needlessly giving the ball away, being so unbelievably open, playing on the halfway line, isn't something that I expected to see. I expected Arteta to have a lot more respect for Bayern Munich like he did for Man City. And if he did, being 1-0 up especially, they would have won that game. But they didn't. They threw it away. And now I think Bayern Munich are in pole position to go through. So yeah, go for Sané maybe.
Yeah, I'm considering it. I've already got Musiala and Kane and Eric Dier. Lewis, will Dier play again? Tell me.
Yeah. So I think I'll just go through what I've got for this game. Bayern, it's...
You've got two minutes. Go.
It's looking good for Bayern going into the game. They've rested most of their players, most of the decent ones, Dier and De Ligt. That combination started again in the 2-0 win this weekend. Koeman is injured, so he's out for the season. Gnabry is also injured. He's out for 3 weeks. So quite two big losses, I'd say, for Bayern in the attack, because Gnabry was really good. So Koeman and Gnabry out. Neuer and Sané, they were rested / had a minor injury in the league game. So again, we're waiting for Neuer and Sané to come back in the hope that they do start the game. I think they will. I think they've both trained. But it's slightly concerning that he's 50-50 Sané. I think we saw him subbed reasonably early in that last match, and that's not really what you want when you're paying that much money and filling up a midfield slot. It's also worth noting that Alphonso Davies is suspended for this game. So Rafael Guerrero will play. He should play. Played in midfield in the last match. He also scored as well for $5 million. I had to sell him last week because he wasn't starting. I would start him over Alphonso Davies anyway, to be honest. I think Davies has been really poor this season. I think he's got a lot of Real Madrid in his head. But yeah, switching back to Arsenal, it's really hard to back Arsenal and get behind them, isn't it? You know, they were in, like Dan said, pole position going into the first leg. I think they showed their maturity at Champions League level. They were very... it felt like I was watching a very... a team without experience in Europe. And that's what they are, isn't it? Recently, they haven't played much Champions League at all for years. So yeah, I do agree with Dan. There's a little bit of arrogance there from Arteta and the players. I feel like they've got a mountain to climb now, because Bayern have found the centre-back partnership in De Ligt and Dier. Kane is Kane. So, you know, they kept Kane reasonably quiet in the first leg, but I can't see that happening again. You know, it's a tough job trying to keep him quiet as it is. And I think if Sané's fit, he was... You know, he always does well in those games, Sané, doesn't he? You know, the games that you expect him not to. He's always like, oh, you know, remember me. And he does really well, doesn't he?
Yeah. And we always say, oh, crikey, why did City sell him? Because he's like incredible. Yeah, but there you go. Look, we've got 3 minutes left. We're going to do a couple of quick questions and then we will end. But first question is, Ben asks, with Haaland, Vinny and Mbappe as forwards, who would you switch for Kane? For me, it's Vinny, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Seconded.
Yeah. Do we all agree?
Yep.
Yeah. And then Nuclear Atoms asked two questions. One, is Vinicius to Haaland the most obvious move, despite Rudiger handling Haaland every time? I'll answer that, because that's the move I'm making, Vinicius to Haaland. I just think home, City, they could blow Real Madrid away like they did last year in a home game. It could be close as well, but even if it's close, Haaland is on penalties. He could explode at any moment. He's at home. I don't know how you can not have him. I didn't have him for the away game and I was happy with that and it worked, but for home, I've got to have him. So yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have him, I think. Number two, which midfielders to take a punt on to chase rank? Name one each, guys. A midfielder to punt on.
Julian Brandt. There's a punt. No, to be honest, I can't tell you which one yet because I haven't seen the starting lineups, but you will get to see the starting lineup. Go for an Atletico Madrid midfielder.
There you go. Atletico Madrid midfielder, as Dan said earlier. Lewis, what do you reckon?
I think Sancho. I think he was probably their best player in the last game. He's 7.5 million, you know, fully rested last match / gastro issue, but he should start. I think he was really good. And I think Dortmund are going to score goals at home.
Very good. I'll go for... who do I think? Maybe actually Bernardo Silva, if you don't have him. Like Lewis was saying, not many people own him, not many people have him. If you're going to try and chase a bit of rank and be a bit different, he'd be great. I mean, you can't argue with that, can you? Look, thank you very much for listening, everyone. We will be doing a deadline space, will we? Lewis, Dan?
Yeah.
We'll be doing a deadline space an hour before.
Actually, I won't be available. I will not be available on Tuesday for a deadline space. Work are taking me out.
Dan will not be available for a deadline space. Lewis, will you be available for a deadline space?
Oh, no, well, it's Oscar's birthday. So no,
we won't be doing a deadline space, guys.
We won't be doing a deadline space. But
that's okay. You don't need to because you've got all the information you need in this podcast. Thank you very much. Good luck this week. And we'll be back before the next round, which isn't too far away now. So good luck. Say goodbye, guys.
Best of luck, everyone. Bye. Bye.